Brett Deledio is with us often on the Breakfast Club from the Giants. He's been good enough to join us again, first time in a couple of weeks. Good morning, Leds.
Morning, Half. Morning, fellas.
I'd like to say that we catch you ready for a big game and ready to go. Of course, the Giants have got the bye, so you haven't got that as a club. But how are you tracking physically, mate, and mentally after your injury?
Yeah, it hasn't been that great, to be honest. It took a little bit of time to get over the injury. Look, it's I thought I was well and truly past all of my calf issues, but it reared its ugly head again, which is not always great, mate. But I'm tracking pretty well at the moment. I'm just about to go for a run. Actually, I'm currently down in Melbourne. I've got my little nephew's funeral today, which is not ideal, but going to have a run in about 10 minutes after I finish speaking to you guys and pick that off and hopefully continue moving forward.
I read about your nephew in the online stuff. You know, it's just a horribly sad situation, but I imagine when you have that going on in your life, it puts a calf injury into a bit of balance.
Yeah, you're not wrong, mate. I've a calf injury is going through my worries at the moment. It's with everything that's been happening in the family, but yeah, mate, I'm just very grateful for the health and well-being, especially my two little daughters and myself and my wife, so mate, a calf injury is the least of my worries.
So, Leeds, just back to the injury, how did it happen? Because I think everyone was sort of caught off guard by it, all you included.
Yeah, mate, it's, I suppose I was just coming back from my hammy, and which turned out like it wasn't a lot because we had the 6-day break. We decided to rest it, and it just took a little bit longer than we thought to get over that little bit of fluid that I had on my tendon, my hammy. And just as I was building up, getting ready to play that Adelaide game, I had a session on the Friday. I was going to have another session on the Sunday because we played the following Sunday against Adelaide. It just started to get, it got really tight, and we went in for a scan, and sure enough, I'd done a little bit of damage to the tendon, and because of my previous history, I've had to take more time out just to make sure we go slow and build it up and get it strong. Not too unlike what I did this time last year.
So does it go ping? Does it sort of, oh, jeez, I've done it again? Or is it more, this doesn't sort of feel right? We better just sort of ask a few questions. How does it happen? Because you see it in games like it happened with Eastern Wood last night, and it's really obvious. But was it a bit different for you?
It's a little bit different with my calves because I've had so many of them now that I thought I can understand which ones are bad, which ones are just like little warning signs just to say, right, you might need to go and get some massage or some needling or whatever. But this one, it was a little bit tight and I was running no worries at all, doing some sharp leads and that sort of stuff out of the square. And then all of a sudden it got to the point where pushing it further, I thought, well, I might do some real damage to it. And I don't know whether that's pain threshold or whatever, because it was feeling okay. But as I said, I've done quite a few of them. It turned out that I had done a bit of damage in there and there's a bit of a bleed. And it's 6 weeks of rehabilitation, which I'm very aware of what that's like at the moment.
What are the experts? You're probably sick of talking to them about it, Lids, but have they got theories or is it just you're just unlucky and keep rehabbing?
I've got my own theories and I'm certainly not an expert, but I think this one come on as a result of what happened to my hammy. It's all the same side, left side, and we just deloaded a little bit to try and get the hammy right, which then caused some troubles in the calf. But I also think that my early days, like I was back training, mid to late October sometimes, and going all the way through to be played again the next year, and hardly missed a training session or a game for 7 or 8 years. And I think that's probably just taken its toll a little bit, in my latter part of my career.
So you're down here at the moment training and going for a run in preparation for the next couple of weeks of rehab. What are the other boys doing at the moment with the week off?
They just had 4 days off from Sunday through to Wednesday. They were back on deck yesterday having a little session. Then they went out and saw the kids and had a full day of clinics, which is good. And then, Today, I think training, light training session tomorrow, a main session, and getting ourselves ready to fly up to Brisbane and take on the Lions.
How important was the win against the Gold Coast and the way you played and the emphatic performance that the boys put out?
Yeah, I think it was just good to consolidate after the Adelaide win. We got a lot of confidence out of beating the Crows over there for the first time at Adelaide Oval, and to come back out, you know, the scoreboard says that we dominated the game, but I think that the fact that we also tackled and harassed really well would be the most pleasing thing, I think, from Leon. It certainly was from my point of view watching in the stands, but, you know, the boys' attitude to continue to play the right way throughout the whole game is the best thing, especially when you're up by 10 goals, you know, halfway through the third quarter.
Do you feel that the team's back, or is it too premature, or was there enough, especially after that Adelaide, to get to think, you know, it's still there. This is still very much game on this year now.
Yeah, I certainly think that it's still game on. I wouldn't say we're back. You know, that's probably a little bit premature, as you said, but I think, you know, the boys certainly got a lot of confidence out of, you know, doing the simple things well against Adelaide and then following up again last week. So, you know, continue to work on those fundamentals of the game and you know, hopefully we can get back, you know, Tom Scully and Toby Green and, you know, maybe Zachy Williams later in the year, and you never know what can happen. But, you know, there's a fair bit of water to pass under the bridge before that happens.
What's your time frame, Liz? Like, you're back running, but when, like, a month, 6 weeks, how long do you give yourself?
Well, I'm pushing to be back, you know, around 17, 18, I think, which is works out to be against the Tigers again, funnily enough. but, yeah, I have a feeling Leon will probably say, well, mate, you've been out for a little while now, so we might have to have a run of the Scoobies.
The Scoobies. Everyone loves a run of the Scoobies. Well, at least you get to run. That's the important thing. Get back on track so you're out there playing in Lids. We appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the preparation for the game because it's going to take a while, so you've got to enjoy it. And you've been through enough to give yourself a chance to enjoy it the next 6 weeks. Get back out there, mate. We'd love to see you back out there playing sooner rather than later.
No worries at all. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Brett Deledio.